and so snap now. Coach McCaffrey isn't, you know, kind of teaching pre-K people how to read. That's how it was last year. It was just a slow process. So I definitely think everybody's light years ahead of where they was. And now it makes it easier for freshmen to come around people who know what they're doing. Because last year I couldn't talk to anyone because nobody knew what they was doing. So I definitely think we definitely have a way better understanding of what Coach McCaffrey wants.
Thank you.
You talked about those close games. What does it take to get over the hump in those games and come out on the other side of those things rather than the short end?
Oh, I just say attention to detail and desire. That's it. How bad do you want it, and are you going to pay attention to the little things? Like I just made that example about us not boxing out, something as simple as that. So, you know, just paying attention to detail at the end and executing. You got to execute and do the things that you can do. And if something else that's not in your control happens, a bad call, or, you know, some guys just hitting 50-foot threes, sometimes stuff like that happens, and the guys hit crazy shots that you can't guard. But we need to take care of everything that we can control, and I feel like we'll come out victorious.
What about you personally? Last year you had some great games, some great performances. But with any young player, staying consistent is always a challenge.
Right.
So how do you come out this year and really stay consistent? What do you have to do that?
Just a more consistent effort. And I have a better understanding, so I won't be so up and down. Last year I played a team well, and then the next game I didn't really know what was going on the court, so to come out. And a lot of times foul trouble made my games rough. You know, Northwestern, at the end of the year, just watched the game on tape, I had like 13.6 rebounds. I could have really killed them because I didn't play that much. And I was killing them, but I was hurting myself because I wasn't playing as much. So if I would have played the normal 27, 28 minutes that I would play, I could have had 20 and 15 against them or 20 and 10 against them. So I think about stuff like that, staying on the court. You know, you can't do anything on the bench.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was just going to ask, do you feel that you've become a more smarter player than in that sense, just being able to?
Definitely. I definitely have. You know, that's what Coach Andrew to the right, I mean, that's what me and him really work on a lot, being smarter. And what is my processes and decision-making on the court? Where do I move? How do I move? When do I decide to score? And, you know, in different situations, what am I supposed to do? And I definitely think just being a smarter player is going to help me. I feel like I've really improved in that area, but I still have a lot of room to grow as well.
Coach McCaffrey was talking about how he thinks that you're capable of averaging a double-double this year. Right. Is that the expectation you have for yourself?
Definitely is. My expectation is just to dominate and maximize what I can do on the court. So whatever number that is, that's what it's going to be. And, you know, a double-double is just a standard that I know what he's talking about, and I feel the same way.
How much do you feel that extra weight that you've put on, the actual muscles, is going to benefit you in being able to do that?
It's going to make my moves more effective, and it's definitely going to help me on defense to guard people, because last year, you know, guys kind of imposed their will on me because I weighed a lot less than them. And in offense, I can kind of get around it with, you know, people can play at a lighter weight offensively because I could shoot and I could get by people and stuff. But defense is where I really felt it, boxing out, and that I needed more weight to, you know, withstand the war that's down there, because it's a war in the paint.
Now, last year you went up against a lot of quality bigs in the
right.
Big Ten. Now, there aren't as many. There's still some, but
right.
It's kind of a chance for you to move up and really establish yourself. Do you feel that you're capable of doing that? And what would that mean for this team if you are able to do that?
I think it would mean a lot for the team, because the more successful I am, not long as it's not in a selfish aspect, then the more successful the team is. And, you know, I really look forward to myself really taking another big step and not going on the success I had last year, because now the stat book is 0-0. And this is a new year for me to establish new things. And I expect more of myself, as well as people expect more of myself. And now my opponent's going to be prepared for me as well. So there's not going to be an element of surprise like it was last year. This year is going to be, the table going to be set. You know, I've been hearing that I'm in different magazines and guys are predicting I'm this secret and that. So, you know, it's a lot of attention on me, and teams know that type of stuff. So I'm going to be a marked man.
What's that like for you when you talk about people looking at you as a player that's kind of going to maybe break out this year, when, you know, people around here have known about you and seen the success that you had last year?
Well, I think the country, I mean, we play in a national conference, so I think everybody's aware of me now. But like I said before, I knew about this when, I mean, I was reading last year, people around here saying I wasn't a Division I player. And, you know, I can't knock them for that. I have no envy against that. They never seen me play, and they really didn't know much about me. And all they knew about was Sienna. So they, you know, they kind of said that, wow, I don't think this guy's good enough to be in the Big Ten, which is understandable because, you know, considering my track record, they didn't know anything about me. But I always just stay confident in myself. and I let my own expectations, I always keep them higher than even what people expect of me. If you think your expectations are higher, mine's even higher. So I just, that's what keeps me, you know, stable. I don't look into all the media and all that other stuff. Now that I kind of have a lot of hype around me or whatnot, I'm still focused on my own stuff because, you know, I still know what my weaknesses are. And that stuff like that keeps you grounded, always thinking about, well, you know, as great as you think people are, what about all the stuff that you can't do? And that's what it keeps me grounded and keep me wanting to improve.